and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. So, hello listeners. You are joined today by none other than Tim Wild, who is here to share his amazingness from the depths of his forest. And I say that because he sat at the moment talking to us live from the UK in Dorset, isn't it, Tim?
It is. I'm in a woodland copse in Never Dorset.
Wow. And we are privileged to have your time. And we're going to talk about today is we're literally going to go straight into it because
get your diving boots on, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to go really deep as well.
Yeah.
And I've got so many beautiful questions to ask you. And I think our listeners are in for a real, I think there's going to be some greatness in today's episode. I actually pulled you a card before we started. I did. Oh, nice. And I know that you know that this is kind of the way that we work because this isn't the first episode that we've shared together. But this card, actually, I didn't use one of Marina's. I used my own. And it is an awakening. Okay. So that's what I had was the, awakening.
Yeah. Awakening.
And this is about rising above the clouds. We find clarity in our past, in our actions. It talks about the key to judgment, this awakening, this reckoning of heart and memory, the ability to dish out radical self-compassion and forgiveness, seeing ourselves as beautiful sparks of inspirations that all of us truly are, our connection with divine, the truth of our essence, the core of who we are, love, mystery. It's just such a beautiful card, and this is really reminding everyone of their beautiful spark, their beautiful soul, and actually their essence and what their role is, if you like, in the Great Awakening. Which when I pulled this, I was like, oh my god, that's why I've brought this in today, because this was almost like, come on guys, we need to be talking about this Great Awakening. And before we'd even hit the record, we knew we were going to be talking about now, present moment, and what's coming. And I think that's just, so sorry for all the blah, 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 but I'm so excited.
Highly necessary. Thank you for that. You couldn't have pulled a more spot on card if you tried, basically, Kelly. We are now witnessing the next phase of almost what sounds like a cliched term, Great Awakening. You know, the Great Awakening's been occurring on this planet in increasing quantity since the cosmic moment, the 21st of December 2012. But we didn't really start seeing evidence of that awakening until all of the February, March kind of global lockdowns in 2020, when we really started to see quite unequivocally. The division in consciousness initially, and maybe that came in with quite a bit of judgment on the part of the people that were awake. But now we can quite safely say that a huge number of souls that maybe missed the boat the first time are now being carried by this particular wave. And I've said it in the last few live workshops that I've done. We all know somebody that we can kind of say that we would have written off previously. Oh, you'll never wake up. Oh my God, you know, all the rest of it. I've hand on heart. I'm exactly the same. I could pick them all out of a hat kind of thing. And all of a sudden they're here, they're awake, and they're not just aware, they're speaking the language of the heart. And paradoxically, some of them don't even know that they're doing it. They're just automatically doing it because they've stepped into this space. So during the Lionsgate that we've just experienced, the energy of which doesn't seem to have died down in the slightest, apparently it's not going to. And thumbs up all around. There has been a global humanity has experienced a higher heart awakening, which means the thymus, the higher heart, which exists between the throat and the heart, has been activated. This is not a selective process. It happens to every person living in this bandwidth of energy. Now, this is a game changer, basically, because it means that those that may have had the option to ignore the process that's going on, that option, that door's closed. So it's becoming exceptionally difficult to deny this frequency that we're living in. People are still managing to do it, God knows how, and it's creating further turmoil. We're seeing what appears to be yet more or a fresh wave of pushback from the 3D matrix. All of that stuff's bubbling up again in an attempt to bring people into fear, to antagonize, to press buttons, to aggravate. Mm. And meanwhile, our frequency has shifted in such a pitch that most of us don't know what bloody day of the week it is. It's fun times.
Yeah, it really, really is. And I think that 8-8 portal, you know, for the last, say, 4 years at least, I've gone, there's a little bit of something, but I'm not quite really sure what this 8-8 stuff is all about.
Yeah.
This year, I know I've shared with you and literally a handful of people, and I'm not going to go too much into it, but I woke up that morning with this, like, you've got to do this now.
Right.
And it was a real clear kind of, and so there was life-changing stuff that went on that day for me at such a cosmic level. My guides were just, and they brought me into this crystalline temple that really activated the heart. And I had literally just been working with this beautiful Tao crystal as well, and the Tao is the light within. So it was really like the 8-8 portal, like nothing else. And everyone within my circle was all experiencing these same physical, emotional, body responses. The nervous system took a hit. And I think, you know, this 8-8 portal was about seeing our line of truth. Where do we sit within that? Now, where do we sit in our own physical human life line of truth? And if we come from this place of higher heart, this thymus, like this is why I just love you so much, because you are so much about love. And that's everything to me. Earth wants us to love, like that love is what Earth is all about, nurturing this lovely emotion. And having this higher heart activated, it's going to feel totally different.
It already does feel different. This is the thing. And I'm glad you mentioned the nervous system, because that's a drum I've been beating all year. I mean, immediately we stepped into January 2023. It wasn't a subtle beginning to the year. The second the solstice was over, the winter solstice, the December solstice, everything changed, and it felt like the time sped up, the initiations that we moved through sped up, the rate at which we experienced the reality around us completely changed. And the one kind of enduring experience that I've had is that my nervous system is struggling to keep up with it. Now, I'm on the ball. Okay. I know what I'm doing energetically. I'm aware of what comes in, what I'm doing, what's being put out on an output level. And every single time I had to stop and step back, it's because my nervous system is just completely lit up. And my theory on this is that the fact that the nervous system within our bodies is obviously attached to the supercomputer, the brain, which is receiving all of this information and the light and the codings and the photonic upgrades from the cosmos long before our conscious mind will say, maybe read about it on Facebook, oh, there's been another X flare, or the seven suns are creating another download, or the Pleiadians are passing another message saying, brace up, here comes another one. We know that's coming in already, and we can feel it, we've received it, we're integrating, and the nervous system is going, what is going on? Basically, you know, like what, and attempting to keep up with the speed of our movement. So unless our actions and our thoughts are corresponding with what the nervous system is asking us to do, it goes into a state of fight or flight, because we need to adjust our pace of life and our thoughts to align with this frequency that we're now living in, that we're all claiming that we want to be in. You know, it's the great stampede towards the fifth dimension. Yeah. But in the process of doing so, we've got to make sure that we are actually fifth dimensional in thought, word, and deed. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's not, the two don't align.
Yeah, and it's not congruent. Yeah.
It's not.
As leaders, it's incredibly important that we do protect our physical being.
And,
you know, it's like last night, and we'll bring this into the conversation maybe now because it seems really relevant, is, in fact, not last night, the night before, I had all these flashes of these images that were coming through from when I was a child, from my first marriage, quite painful images, but equally it was like flash, flash, flash. And I must have had a sequence that lasted 2 to 3 hours. And every time I tried to go back to sleep, I would wake up, flash, 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 sleep. And my body was physically itching. And literally yesterday, I went through a process of a lot of coaching and just reviewing like different aspects of those layers of life, to the point that I was in bed by 8 o'clock. And I've woken up this morning, and honest to God, I feel like I've had a huge upgrade. I'm literally buzzing. And it's my personal frequency. But if I didn't respond and listen to that, being very much working with the Atlantean advanced energy healing, knowing my own physical personal frequency,
look
at that light behind you, like
it dances around the tree. It's gorgeous
too. But this is how we look after our nervous system, our soul. And so, what was that all about, you know?
When we do the work that we do consciously and unconsciously, I mean, the most of us are pressing forwards, aren't we? We're taking the steps that we need to make to shift frequency or to keep up with the frequency of movement. So basically, we've called the removals people in to remove all of our stuff out of the old house and chuck away what we don't need. So it's almost like a team have moved it. It looks to me and feels to me, and I've seen it being reported from other people, it's like a crack squad have gone into your ACASH and are just chucking everything out that you don't need. We've given permission for this. Okay, we've said we want to do this. We have to let go of what no longer serves us, or if we've been hiding away from it, then we at least have to acknowledge it as something that is affecting our current processes. Like we all know about the shadow work. We all know about the wounded inner child and the imprints, particularly that are contained within the individual and the collective sacral. And all of this has to come up for us to witness, to be acknowledged, because before we stuffed it in a room underneath the floor and locked the door so that we don't have to deal with it. But in order to actually, you know, you don't move out of a house and leave your stuff in there, do you? You have to take it with you. If you don't want it, you chuck it away, you put it in the skip, you send it to a charity shop, whatever you want to do with it. You recycle it, you alchemize it. And so that's what's happened. And Diana Cooper said exactly the same thing. She was taken back, and I know she won't mind me telling this, because this is probably something that she'll be bringing into conversations that she has. Just like you, she was taken back. With her, it was 30 to 40 years before she even really stepped up onto this pathway, being shown processes and emotions and pictures that she hadn't even related to for that length of time. And we were like, what's causing this? And it was the sun flares. It's all of this incredibly physical, real light that's coming in from the surges that come through, the ones that actually change our DNA and affect the growth of everything around us. So I immediately joked. I said, "Oh, like the sun flares, the bursts of photonic misery that come out of the sun every so often and kind of wash through us and kind of bring us into that state." But on the other side of it, like you feel like you've had an upgrade. Yeah. That's what it's all about. Massive. So,
yeah, it is incredible because it's no longer, I don't know how to explain this, but before we would work with our highest self, our guides, we would have our frequency, we would have our, oh my gosh, you've got beautiful orbs just twinkling in the background.
Really? Although they're all out here this morning. Oh,
it's really divine.
Yeah.
You would have this, and I've been working with this, it is beautiful energy, but this is almost like, yeah, it's going directly into that DNA and almost like it's totally different energy in there. It is source, it's total pureness with source, and that's how I would relate that really to anyone who's experienced that, because it comes from here, but it does connect with the sacral, and you can really feel that. Yesterday when I was releasing a lot, talking through, going through different emotions, as you rightly say, that come up with that make me who I am today, which is accepting of all of those versions, past versions of life, some things I haven't got right, some losses, people along the way that I've lost, or all of those experiences, but they make us who we are.
They do. Everything is pre-agreed, everything that we experience, it's lessons on the pathway. And all of those versions and all of those lessons, and this is for every single one of you tuning in, constitute the human being, the master form that you are occupying now. And it is an incredible process, but like you said, Kelly, it's not very comfortable. You know, when we have to face the things that we have buried away, it's the definition of shadow work, isn't it?
Yeah,
and so you have to look at the shadow
as well. I think I've always been quite sensitive as a person, and I know a lot of, say, spiritual or even curious spiritual beings, we kind of almost cross a sensitivity path, so you become more aware of your senses. And I'm a hand person, so for me it's, you're bringing in the codes, you're bringing in all this lovely energy to your soul, but you do become aware and you become more sensitive. And some of the things I want to talk about in a minute is our higher consciousness, our higher awareness, and how this is going to lead going into, you know, the end of this year and into next year, 2024. Yeah. Because I believe that there's going to be massive shifts to come.
Just
but
a few.
Now, you know, while we're being sensitive to all these things, you know, it's so important that we take ownership and responsibility for our energy, and also look around us and observe, oh, hang on a minute, if I'm going through these changes for myself, what are those people, you know, really kind of the love, the compassion, all those things are so important, aren't they? Really, really important.
They are. And everyone else will be able to, again, identify this. There is a mass run of initiations at the moment. And that's got a lot to do with the planet, the complete gaggle of planets that we've got in retrograde. Just what you need at the end of a line, a powerful line skate, is all of these planets in retrograde, and particularly Neptune, Pluto, shining. They're the ones that are really kind of digging the Neptunian energy, the water flowing through. You know, it's a jet washing of the Akash basement sort of thing. It's
love how you describe that.
It's like someone going, it's like, right, there's a bit that you missed over in the corner. We're going to go and get that now. Get the Karcher fired up, sort of thing. And and it's that's it. And the beautiful part about it is we're becoming so hyper aware of what's going on. You know, this isn't happening to us in a state of, of semi-consciousness. When we experience this, we now know what it is. Okay, and if we don't know what it is, then it won't be long before somebody informs us or the penny drops ourselves. Doesn't make it any more comfortable. It means we're taking the same initiations that we might have taken previously, but at a higher level. And who's to say that when we've reached our target of 5D, the initiations don't stop. We continue to be tested, to learn, to grow, to achieve, and to build, but at a higher level. So everything's coming from a much... I mean, if you imagine a world, a planet full of people who are taking the initiations that they take, but deal with it from a heart-centered perspective rather than kind of being ruled by the ego. This is the main thing. If you break down everything that occurs on this planet on a day-to-day basis, it's still the battle between ego and heart, 3D, 5D, ego 3D, heart 5D. And the disentanglement of all of the things that we've invested into that we need to move into a higher form. And that's the difficult one, is letting go of stuff that we felt very comfortable with, spaces that we felt safe in, and situations that we might have repeated that because we knew that they worked before previously. So we keep on doing them out of kind of like almost force of habit, and suddenly they don't work anymore. We've got to revise what we do at a higher level.
It's really, that is part of our natural ascension curve or frequency. Like as we adjust, you know, the things that are around us in our environments don't always feel energetically aligned anymore.
No, they don't. No.
Even our business, you know, as me for a business mentor, I'm seeing it so much in everybody's business. They're not wanting these old ways that aren't, you know, just not serving them, not serving their clients. They don't feel as ease or the flow isn't there. It's not natural. Our energy, you put out, it comes back. There is no voice with energy. There is no fucking ego with energy. There's nothing. No. It literally is pure light.
Absolutely.
And so what we put out comes back to us. And if we're working, as you say, from this place of heart, this place of love, this place of compassion for all beings, including ourselves, then that energy that goes out, imagine what comes back to us in this quantum field of unknown. Imagine. And so all these decisions that we're making, I saw it really clearly, like all these puzzles. And because I have something called aphantasia, so I don't see, so I feel. Okay, so a lot of the time, it's like, I can't see my life playing out. So I just get these kind of almost little prompts, and it's really quite strange that I saw these like little pieces of puzzles, they all come together. But suddenly those pieces of puzzles that fit in to make you who you are, they're not the same anymore. They're a totally different frequency. So you've got to change those environments around you.
You have.
If that is what your ascension path, you know, demands, because everyone's ascension journey is very different and personal to them.
My name is Tim Wild. I run Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwild.com, or Facebook, Tim Wild Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well. It is different. It is different. We've all got a piece of the puzzle that we're responsible for. Ultimately, we're all going to be... There is a continuity between the initiations that we take, but we will just be taking them in different circumstances and in different forms in relation to the trajectory of our lives. So we all go through the heart gateway. We all go through the speaking the truth gateway. We all go through the revising of the sacral chakra when we start drawing in the soul family and dropping those that do not kind of resonate with our pathway anymore. All of these are kind of very simplified versions of what it is, because quite a lot of the time they're all tied in with each other. Now you get you get multi-packs, you get bundles, don't you? Three for the price of one. So you'll get a heart initiation, a throat initiation, a third eye initiation, and maybe a sprinkling of sacral thrown in with it, because we can cope with it. And we've got a limited period of time in which to achieve the shifts that we've aligned ourselves with. So it's...
That's so true, you know, and like for those that have been awake or aware, let's say for since 2016 sort of and beyond, like that that period of time, we've had a slower, if you like, more gradual. Okay, for me it was like a deck of cards, they all went. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Like I genuinely wouldn't. It was
no, you wouldn't wish it on anyone, but you can see it happening a lot. It's just and that that, you know, it gives us all I've got a little slug on my leg, that's nice. it's taken a long time to get up there. I'll get up there eventually. We can see all of this stuff playing out. And you recognize the initiation, and you maybe know what chakra it's associated with, or chakras, but it will be happening in the personal reality of the person, the soul that's experiencing it. There's with the activation and this awakening that's occurring around, I do feel it's important to mention this, Kelly, is there is a huge upgrade in the quality of the light that we speak when we open our mouths and we say words. So it's becoming even more imperative as we move into this fifth dimensional frequency to have a complete awareness of the words that we are speaking, because words carry so much power now. You know, we're getting to the point where we've restored our throat centers to be as effective as they were during Golden Atlantis. I mean, we're using the chakras, we've called them back in, we've cleared them, we've activated them. Now, at the fall of Atlantis, the throat chakra, so if you think about it, the throat chakra is the one physical chakra that affects the world around you, because it's vocalized. You can hear it, you can feel it. The words that people speak immediately can change your energy for one way or another. So it's very, very powerful. And at the fall of Atlantis, we agreed, all of the Atlanteans that survived and moved on, to take a reduction. So we moved from 12 chakras to 7 chakras. And with the 7th, the third dimensional throat chakra, it was effectively powerless in comparison to the way that it was previously. So we've reclaimed the power of the throat. With the voice comes a vast amount of responsibility. And I'm seeing a lot of tests at the moment in the field of people that in so many ways speak before they think. So the heart has to be engaged with the throat. The third eye also brought in, you know, I did a meditation on it this morning, the third eye bringing in the manifestation side of it so you can see and perceive clearly. And words that are spoken out of alignment with the heart are having a lot of impact and creating immediate comeback. And you can see this in politics. People that are trying to get away with stuff that they used to get away with previously and then just lying about it blatantly are no longer able to do this. Everybody is recognizing it for what it is instantly. Hence the social media suppression and the kind of like, oh, you can't say that anymore. You know, there's no smoke without fire with a lot of this. So all of the words that are being spoken out of alignment with heart at the moment are very, very easily identifiable, and they come back. It's a boomerang straight away, which is great for those of us that are witnessing, wanting to see more truth in the world. There's such a revelation of everything that's going on. And I think that's going to be a real part of the next 3 months. I've heard through various channels that people are kind of dreading the winter in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm not. I'm looking forward to it. I think whatever comes will come with a huge amount of velocity. And it will serve simply to wake more people up. I mean, there's all the muttering. I don't know if you've seen it on Facebook. You know, if you scroll through it, everyone's up in arms about news about sort of restrictions coming back in again. It's there's a huge amount of fear seeding in order to drop people's vibrations and distract them, get them to speak with anger, to get them to speak and create from fear. And that's our responsibility not to be involved with that. Yeah. It's a very important one. Immediately you start sharing something that creates a fear-based response or reaction in another person, you become responsible for the arrow that you fired. Yeah. So again, that's our personal responsibility to spread light and spread truth in a way that brings people's vibrations up into a higher space so they can observe and deal with what's going on from a heart-centered and higher perspective, basically.
Yeah. And again, this comes to the thymus, doesn't it? And the ultra major and how it all connects in, all the chakras, the energy field, because it's not just what you see on social media or, you know, the news. I didn't realise that this potentially new lockdowns. I mean, I'm not going to be adhering to any of that myself.
I never did in the first place. It was just...
But what I have seen, and I think it's possibly in the same hat, is what happened with the Spanish lady that won the World Cup. And again, it's bringing people's voice, you know, and all of these things really are a reflection within the matrix, within the mirror of trying to raise, if you like, our voice. And where does that voice come from? So having a greater awareness of ourselves, of our heart, our connection, of our throat, higher heart as well. What I'm feeling into what you're saying is it's yes, it's the news, it's the social media, but more importantly, I think it's ourselves, you know, to take that responsibility for what comes out of us, because we are the collective. Like, we together, if we're all choosing to consciously avoid having those kind of conversations, and we anchor in love, strength, unity, compassion, helping each other, supporting and loving each other, then there's no, that just goes over surface. And yet the anchor, the heart of it, is still this beautiful unity consciousness, which, you know, is that's the bit that's gonna be
that's our timeline.
Awakening. Yeah, that's
our timeline. I mean, when you get a surge of information come into social media that is triggering, I mean, some stuff we do need to be observing. I mean, say for the sake of example, there's the situation that happened in Hawaii, in Maui, with the fires and everything. I mean, like, that we need to be aware of so that we can send energy, we can send light, we can say love, we can send love and assistance to that situation. But again, these things, disastrous though they are, when they happen, also serve again to bring light to the situations that are occurring. And that's stuff that's been going on around the world since the fall of Atlantis. It's the actions that have created those situations are not new. They are simply now easy to see because we are in a state of awareness where we can identify the causes and say, right, this is how we change it. But again, we do need to be very aware of the emotion that we invest in these things, because the power of the alchemy of the 3D matrix is to create a timeline that is filled with fear and control. And of course, we've created a new one. So multiple versions of reality exist depending on what our personal vibration and our train of thought is. And obviously, the more heart-centered, higher heart-centered actions and thoughts, words and deeds that are occurring around the world, the stronger and more infallible or immovable that higher timeline becomes. And we're all stepping into it. And this is what creates the discomfort, because when you step into this timeline, this frequency, this target vibration, everything has to adhere to it. It's not just oh, I'm going to go and do it, but I'm going to keep all the stuff that I know I need to change. Or that's why we are being tested so rigorously, because we've agreed to do it. We've agreed to be there, and that's what we want. That's our goal. It's our spiritual heritage at the end of the day, what we're returning to.
Really beautiful words, by the way, Tim, that you've really touched my soul, and I'm sure touched our listeners. It's like, yeah, that's the alchemy, and that is the journey that we're here to experience in its fullest. That's why we chose our lifetime now, you know, to experience this. There's a couple of things that came through where you were talking, and the first thing is Earth's calling, and I wrote it down, you know, to speak about this. And it's like I'm witnessing, and I'll be honest, it does, and this is something that I'm working through, is it frustrates me. So where does that frustration come from? But there is something that does frustrate me, and that is that as human beings, we've complexed our life so much that we're missing Earth. We're missing when you see the beauty of a dragonfly, you know, in flight, of the sun as it hits the tree, of the eye that sits behind you with all its wisdom. When you miss these things as human beings, that's not how it's just...
We're very distracted creatures, aren't we?
Yeah, it frustrates me. And I'm trying to work through that frustration, but Earth's calling is higher than ever before. I've been working with Earth-like codes over the last, well, actually since this year. And, you know, they're so beautiful. They almost make me cry. And the archangels and they're just... that dynamic of energy that's available to everyone. But Earth's calling is she's sharing like her fragile and vulnerabilities. And, you know, as human beings, we complexed our lives so much that we're not seeing and hearing.
No. This is exactly, again, at the beginning, I'm going to kind of wind back to late December, early January this year, late December last year. And I was working with beloved Mary, Mother of Jesus, a lot at this particular time. And as with all Januaries, you kind of like, there is a little bit of trepidation with it, isn't it? It's like, what's going to happen now? Is it going to be a nice, easy start to the year? Or is it going to be straight out the traps? And so the advice that she gave me, because I knew that there was going to be a almost like a toothpaste tube effect of the old vibrations as we moved into the winter solstice. And on the other side of it was going to be a time stream or a movement of energy that was so fast moving that many of us would kind of just get swept away with it and have a really, really difficult time. And I said, how do we deal with that? And she said, simplify. Okay, one thing at a time. And I've had this going through my head again and again over the course of this year. I've had to really readjust my energy. I've had to step back and take quite a few kind of, you know, when you step back and you just cut all comms and you have to regenerate, almost rebuild your light fields. And every single time it's because I've got myself into a situation where I am distracted, I am fragmented, I'm applying myself to too much at once. And the trick is to just pick your thing, whatever that might be, and nurture it and grow it. And when you've achieved what you want to achieve with that, then you move on to the next one. You don't have six balls in the air simultaneously. You're not distracted by this or trying to micromanage that or having all of this turbulence around you, because the higher the frequency that we exist in, the less compatible we are going to be with that turbulence. So we have to refine our game. We've got to. Otherwise, because you cannot have that incredible kind of
flow
movement going on when it's out of alignment with you. It is.
And when you are in flow naturally with Earth and the heartbeat again of Earth, it's like you say, time doesn't exist because it's just such a flow. And you go, well, what day of the week is it? You know, and that's the feeling. But you are noticing the little that you notice, you are aware, and everything is about making those conscious aligned choices.
Absolutely.
Before we go, let's talk about 2024. Yeah, we're both of our eyebrows just went you know, what's in store for us? What can you see? And I believe
interesting, because I'm again, like, I'm genuinely excited for the next 3 months, and the energy that I'm currently feeling from 2024 is quite linear. It's quite peaceful in comparison to the way that this year has been feeling. I mean, you get a gist of where the energy is going. So much work is going to be done in September, October, November, and December before we hit the December solstice. So this year it's like a power-packed mission year where so much gets achieved in order to basically add fruitfully to the structure that we're building. And so it's almost like the first 10 years of the shift from 2012 to 2022 were about creating a foundation. And they're also about the individuality of our process and our shifting. This year has been about unity, higher heart. And it's almost like each of us holds a golden brick that we're placing in the wall that we're building, because the building is now beginning to take place. So we've during the course of this year, we are all establishing the next phase of this awakening. 2024 is going to be about alchemizing what the 3D matrix throws at us with grace and ease, because we're going to get to the stage where it's just any of this nonsense is going to be, it's going to rear up, it's going to trigger our survival instincts. Maybe things are going to occur that kind of individually and collectively challenge us, but we're going to be dealing with it from a much different perspective, a heart-centered perspective, because once you've activated the higher heart, that just doesn't apply to light workers. That's applying to even the souls that are attempting to control the world, to basically bring the frequency of the ascension process back to where it was before the cosmic moment.
Yeah.
And it defies logic, really, if you think about the way that what they're up against. It's, oh, I know, we're a group of souls. Yeah, okay, we've been existing since Atlantean times. We've got all of this power, we've got all of this money. Let's try and stop a cosmic process. Mm-hmm. It's laughable if you think about it from that perspective.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do to prevent a cosmic process that's been agreed on since the beginning of time.
Yeah.
You know, let's try and do that. And when you look at it from that point of view, you realize how futile it is, but also understand that why they're fighting so hard to make it happen. Because when eventually it's time to stand before the board of karma, the rap sheet isn't going to be very pleasant. Mm. So I'd be trying to avoid it as well if I was in that situation. You can understand where their fear is coming from, why they want to maintain control. Mm. You can see the human side of it. And in many cases, these beings that have been creating the destruction and the disharmony all around the world that we can see so very clearly now, it's going to be our job to receive them back with love.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a big, big test for many of us, because we've all been affected in some way or another by their actions.
Yeah.
You know, you can't then go right off to the gallows.
Yeah.
it's a process that is going to happen, I believe, it's going to be quite organic. It's going to be quite natural. And it's all going to flow a lot more easily than many of us believe that it will at this moment in time.
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show, I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs.
creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
I think there's so much wisdom that you just shared there, in a sense of as well that this higher heart has been activated within everybody, so all of our frequencies, which ultimately that does bring this level of higher awareness, higher consciousness, higher frequency, all of those things. And that is the alignment of soul's truth. Yes. Yeah. So it doesn't matter where you are within the matrix, whether that's a darker entity or a lighter entity. Mm. And what, I don't know why, but I've just seen an infinity symbol.
That's the very symbol that's been coming through to me as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was also very much part of the workshop that Lavisa Outhorn and I just ran in Wales on the 18th of August. The unity, it's about unity consciousness. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't have unity consciousness if some people aren't included in that. It's everybody, you know, regardless of who they are, where they've been, what they've done, you know, the karma that they may carry. It's, we're moving
our
on.
Our karma, at the end of the day. Everything is in that hour, you know, and we are greater, we're stronger as human beings, wherever we are in the world and within our lives. Like, we are greater together rather than as one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I think also this is the future of Earth and, you know, humanity and our evolution. And what I see when I see that symbol is, as you rightly say, you know, the light and the dark, it's that duality of both. Mm. But for me, for 2024, it is about raising our own vibration, being responsible for our truth, our actions, how we treat others, how we respond to life.
Yes.
Also, our commitment to our spiritual path. And again, Diana Cooper, whenever I think of her, I see this lovely yellowy golden colour, and her words just come through of our spiritual path. And I can see, and I don't know how to pronounce this, but the words Khuma, Kuma, something just come through.
Kumika.
Okay.
Kumika, her guide.
An ascended master, basically.
Lord Kumika. His name is spelled Q-U-M-E-K-A.
Wow.
Kumika. And he's a being from another universe and very, very connected. He's the original guide that came through to Diana Cooper at the beginning of the path, her ascension pathway, and has guided her through all of the early transitions that she made, where she stood up and spoke about angels and unicorns and ascension and dragons to a world that was not really in alignment with that at that particular time, which is why I've always been so regarded as such a pioneer of this process, to bring that through and have the bravery to speak about it. And
But the energy that come through from that ascended master in that moment, and it was Diana Cooper, because I always see the yellow, his energy is within that symbol of unity.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm seeing that we are all, like you said, that golden brick within the wall. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it is. So we're all responsible for our own golden brick.
Absolutely.
Yeah? And it's just, I believe the quality of our year will be based on the quality of our actions, thoughts, beliefs, all of that. That's
absolutely. And the thing that fills me with so much hope is that, and faith and trust more than anything else, I think it's very important to be trusting of what is going on at the moment, because it's very easy to sink into a space of fear. Especially when you see the sort of the results of some of the actions of beings around this world. You know, we are living in a world which is full of duality. at this moment in time, but I genuinely believe that the balancing act is, it's swung so far in the direction of the light now that it's just so many people are waking up, and we're not going to really know or be able to perceive the effects of this great awakening where, until we move into 2024. We're going to start seeing the results of it then. And so, you know, whenever I think of 2024, I'm just seeing kind of a linearity. It's almost like the playing field hasn't been created yet. So when we get there, we will know, because we will have created it as we're going along. It all depends on how well we build, what we create together, how we've alchemized the challenges that are presented to us. So it really is, it's a build and go at the moment. That's and there's so many multiple variations of the potential timeline on the other side of it. So it is truly down to us. How this plays out.
And we have access as well, the thing that comes through. And again, I'm going to say that, like Diana Cooper, I don't know why she's coming through so strong in this moment, but I, as a channel, it's like she sat right there beside me. And I have this sometimes with people that are alive, I still feel them coming through. It's also golden new earth. It's also we have everything we need within. So our power, our light is already there. The universe is already within us. And we have access. And this is the bit. And I'm seeing unicorns. I'm seeing the whole higher realms, the higher dimensions, the higher energies coming through, because they are, oh, wow, they are so there with us right now. Lots of us aren't seeing their essence of what they're bringing into this structure of what we will see going forwards. But I think Diana Cooper can see all of that. And I'm here now in this moment for those that are listening to just reiterate that we've all got access to archangels, unicorns, like all of those ascended masters. Even lost worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Civilizations that aren't here but are. It's how
in
we.
In light form.
Yeah, it's how we see it, how we feel it, how we experience it.
Yeah.
And that's also something else that we will, lots of us will wake up to in 2024. We'll almost start to see this other dimensional energy coming through that has actually been assisting us for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember when David Estre and I did the Beloved Archangel series, based on the book by Thomas Prince. And because it was channeled in 1954, this book, the archangels were just overjoyed that somebody could actually recognize them, which seems bizarre. You know, oh, you've connected with us. Thank God, you know, they've had thousands and thousands of years of kind of like where people are just walking around on Earth with absolutely no clue apart from the physical life. You know, they believe in this and they believe in that, but they've got no physical or tangible connection to it. And all of a sudden we are connected to these higher realms in such a way that we recognize and we see them and we feel them all. And there are millions more coming in for this next phase. This is one thing that's been really identified over the Lionsgate, is that there's just wave after wave of higher frequency souls now coming into Earth, unicorns, dragons, archangels, ascended masters. Many of these beings, we haven't been previously aware of them, so they will carry names that we don't recognize, or maybe an energy field that might seem a little bit alien to us initially. So that's going to be something that people will kind of get used to, the fact there's all of these new beings of light to be working with, and they are all just here, ready for the show. So
and again, you know, that in itself is for some unimaginable. They won't have had access to any of that
before. No,
it will be like when we turn UFOs, you know, all of that kind of. It's but we won't go into like, but for us, you know, bringing these beautiful energies in and working with this energy as well, it just in it's such a gold energy, a light energy that really does impact the frequency of unity consciousness. And I also feel a sadness as well, Tim, with some losses. And again, I'm seeing some things happening where those real spiritual, almost like anchors of the world, are now going to be called to go to a different, so there are going to be some significant losses of souls that are being called upon to work within another dimension.
Another realm,
Because their time, their seed here is, and so they were needed elsewhere. Like we saw that really, didn't we, with Sinead O'Connor? You know, that saying,
yes,
the removal of where they are and
end of contract.
So anything else that you want to kind of bring into this recording? And I mean, we've just gone so deep, light.
It's been a wonderful conversation, Kelly. Actually, I've really, really enjoyed talking to you this morning. Thank you, and the opportunity. Thank God the weather stayed nice. Mind you, I'll probably fat out here in the rain anyway, so because I love it so much. But it's regarding, you know, the coming months, it's imperative that we don't get distracted. Okay, that is one of the most important things at the moment. Don't take your eye off the prize. Don't get distracted. Don't let something that is presented to you have control or kind of guide how your frequency is. We're now at the stage where we are expected to have a good deal of, you know, self-control, self-discipline.
Yeah.
And we've had enough practice with being distracted and kind of, you know, like manipulated by what we are presented with. And I think it's time now to make sure that we do start creating. The minute something presents itself, we move together at the right frequency and we alchemize it. And then and then it will no longer be in our fields presenting in the way that it is a bothering people. It's because I do believe that there's going to be plenty of opportunities to be distracted over the next 3 months or so. That's one thing that you can guarantee will be coming up. With a wave of awakenings, you are going to get a pushback, or you're going to get kind of almost, you know, it's a firework display, basically. It's all the carnival that comes along with this kind of thing.
Yeah, and it can be a carnival, can't it, if you are easily distracted. And I think we've all probably been there as well. So
we have.
Thank you for passing on that ancient wisdom, Tim. Come on, we've got to have some laughter.
That's the other thing.
We've got to enjoy our lives. We've got to enjoy our experiences and be there together, because I genuinely believe that when we're on this journey, and we have good people around us that we respect and honour, and that are walking their own line of truth.
Yeah.
And there's so much spiritual integrity with that and honour. And so many people look up to you, Tim, and really, really look up to you. It's must be feel like a great responsibility at times.
Massive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Massive.
So from my heart and many others, we appreciate what you do. Okay, we absolutely love you, and we're on that journey with you, you know. And if sometimes you need that rest or you need to take that time for you, then we're right there with you, holding that space. Oh,
bless your heart. Really, that was a gorgeous thing to say. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you. So, listeners, I think that's the end of our journey today. Not forever.
Fab journey for Monday morning.
Absolutely. I mean, what a way to spend. We're recording this on a bank holiday over here in the UK.
I keep forgetting it's a bank holiday. Yeah. It's the last one before Christmas, isn't it?
Is. And to be fair, we wouldn't even really know what day of the week it was.
If I didn't have to come out and record in the woods, I don't think I'd have a clue what day of the week it is.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. Lots of love to you.
Bless you. And thank you for the work that you're doing as well, Kelly. Really, really stepping into this tonight, but I love it, and your knowledge is amazing. So thank you.
I just do what I'm here to do, and for me, if just one person hearing this, another person like that for me is just
one person can change the world.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So maybe that person's you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, this is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.